So this is the last week of the year. She married to sign the year, to finish the year good. What does that mean? A person can marry to fix the whole year. You can marry to finish the whole year and sign the year good. To seal the year well. It's very important to remember well. A person should have a seder, an order of learning, all these days now. Also to do more tshuva, to increase the tshuva. It says, take with you words and return to Hashem. Talk with Hashem. Thank Hashem. It's never enough to thank. To do tshuva. Can't think enough. The more a person does more tshuva, another tshuva, another tshuva. Tshuva is expressing your will. It's merit to seal the year good, in a good way, to fix the whole year. Hashem grants me to understand that from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, all those 10 days, it says that the books of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are open. All the year, the books of each person is closed. From Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, they're all open. Not only the times of prayers, but we're asking the Hashem will write us for life. Not only then, all the 10 days Hashem is writing. Therefore, 10 days of yearning to Hashem. Please write us the book that will merit to learn Torah. Success in learning Torah. All the 10 days to increase our will. Not only during the prayers. Of course, there are 3 prayers, that's a special time to yearn. And in merits, you can go to the highest place of Olam Atzilut. All the 10 days, the books are open. 10 days of yearning and wanting and Hashem will merit, Hashem will write us in the book of life. In tefillah, Hashem sign us the tefillah, the gvodidu, to learn and so on. Write us in the book of life. Avinu said about himself, if I know that in the next moment I'll be like the previous moment, I don't want to be in this world at all. Every moment he added holiness and knowledge. Every moment. He said, if I knew that this moment I'll be like the previous moment, I don't want to be here. Shema Isaac used to say, if I'll say Krishma today like I said yesterday, I don't want to be in this world. It's a big tzaddikim. They always look to go forward. By us, until we go anywhere. That's the Raidus in the Book of Life. That's the whole 10 days. Hashem, sign us to this book at every moment. Add more Gdusha and more knowledge. Know you. Our Emunah will grow and grow and grow. Know you, Hashem. Know you. More holiness. Write us the book of holiness, that we should be holy. That we should serve Hashem with happiness. That's all these 10 days. Until Rosh Hashanah, the more tshuva. The more tshuva. More and more tshuva. And we'll seal the year with a lot of tshuva. From Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, yearning. Just yearning. Yearning for the whole year. But this will be a different year than next year. Cleave to Hashem. Person that needs to have such desire, such will, such sign us and seal us, sign us. Someone asked here, if a person cannot go to Uman, so where is it better for him to be? In Yerushalayim? Or it doesn't make a difference where he is? So of course, Yerushalayim is a very big kibbutz of Breslev. Even the kibbutz in Uman is very big, the kibbutz, but also here the kibbutz is very big. Many, many people daven here. It's better to be in a kibbutz of people, best of a people which come together. Before the way was open to Uman, the same way I used to daven to go to Uman, I used to marry that I'll be in Yerushalayim in the kibbutz. There's an inyan to gather together. Hashanah is very important. Vayner writes, this inyan of gathering, married to that to Emunah. Because it says Rabbi says Rosh Hashanah is aspect of fixing the Emunah. That's what it says in Tehillim. Your Emunah is the holy congregation. Then all the holy congregations get together. By everyone, by every Rebbe, all the Rebbe's. And Rosh Hashanah, they get together. It's not only by Unuman or Vesta. All the Rebbe's like that. Everyone comes together. Through that, all the Emunah sparks from everyone get together. Each one has a point of Emunah in him. 1,000 people come, so there's 1,000 points, 2,000 points. This fixes the brain. Rosh Hashanah is the head, right? The head of the year. The Rosh Hashanah is after the head of the year. Fixes the person's head. There's five senses in the head, right? You have five senses. And they all come from the brain, right? Without the brain, they won't work. Right, the brain sends the signals to all these senses. So the eyesight, it says that Hashem Baruch Hu, his eyes are on us from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So you see, it mentions Rosh Hashanah with the eyes. Hashem Baruch Hu looks, and he looks on Rosh Hashanah, he looks to the, all the year. That's the sense of sight. Which means because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah looks on to all the year. How could one see? The power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to see, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking also. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking on Rosh Hashanah to the world strong through the whole year. So it has effect on each and every one individual's sight. To see forward. And be able to see on, not only what's going on now, also what's going to be on in the future. Someone who connects with the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll also see the future. That's the sense of sight. Then hearing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah, he listens and he hears the screams and the yells and the blowing of the shofar. Of course, the whole year HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears, but on Rosh Hashanah he listens more careful. So we could receive the power in our sense of hearing, which is shines on Rosh Hashanah. Sense of taste, flavor, right? What did you say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tastes all the good deeds of Am Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah, it says. The main good taste in the world is the Torah mitzvahs, like the Pasuk says. Taste and you'll see that Hashem is good. So one can narrate Am Rosh Hashanah. Taste the goodness and the sweetness of the Torah mitzvahs. Then the sense of smelling. Before that, the sense of
touch.
Yeah, it says by the idol worship, the idols, they have hands but they can't touch. Eitan. Smell is aspergillus. We dab in Rosh Hashanah, and all the prayers that Hashem will put his fear on all the creatures of the world. It has influence on our fear that we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Allah said that. Yeah, I myself, I say, give the fear, and I'm just like half an hour. I say it every morning. Wow. Yeah. People come in front of Hashem with no fear. So I pray that they'll have fear. They'll have fear. They come in front of Hashem.
Ve yadayın, sizden kutsuzlar kadar sabit.
Yeah, in the hands, we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand is open to receive all those who do tshuva. That's the sense of touch. So Rosh Hashanah is the fixing of the head, which is all the five senses. So through fixing the brain, it's the aspect of tefillin. So let's see. Regarding tshuva, whatever a person needs to do tshuva on, he does tshuva. He does tshuva. Let's say, how did I sleep at night? Did I put it near my bed, negovaser, or not? Did I say the psuki? Did I just say the kirishma? What did I do exactly? Avnatan Blesov says that the most important blessing in the whole day is hamapi, the blessing we say on the bed before we go to sleep. That's why it's the most hardest bracha to do, because usually you fall asleep before you reach that point. I mean, you have to have in mind that your bed will be whole, that none of your children should go off the way. That's what you have in mind when you say that. So you're doing tshuva now. Well, sure, I did so and so. I didn't put the negavas or whatever. I didn't say I'm up to. I'm sorry, Hashem. From now on, I want to fix. I want to do better. You do tshuva. You don't have to go again. You did that. Finish. Go on. And hopefully, from today, I'll start doing better. A person can. Whatever you did tshuva already, you don't have to mention again on Erev Rosh Hashanah. In tshuva, is learning. Learning Torah. It's not I have time, I learn, I don't have time, I don't know. Of course, he has to accept himself the yoke of learning Torah. He has to. It's an obligation. That's how a person do tshuva and accept upon himself to daven from now on that he'll merit to acquire and keep all the yearnings to after Rosh Hashanah. Right now, just to do another tshuva, remember more things, mention more things, ask for more. The person is harping to get up in the morning, is diving for that, also they should get up fast without any hesitation. And to spell out everything. Whatever I teach you from my heart, I always find that it says it in the book. So spell out. Detail everything. When you do tshuva, detail everything. Hashem should open your brain and get them to send the death of the Torah. So these days now, he's doing tshuva and also remind himself, write down to yourself in your heart or in a paper what you want to yearn for the whole 10 days that you have between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. You have to imagine to yourself, Hashem right now is after Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, he's as the books open, he's writing how you're going to have the next year. It's special. Not to sleep your life. Get up early, fast. Hashem, please. Write me in a book that I'll be around. Hashem, wake up.
Hashem.
When one does tshuva, he doesn't have to. If he really did tshuva, really did tshuva, he doesn't have to repeat it again, doing tshuva again on the same thing. So we say through the year also, he goes through the year, all the chagim, all the days of the year. He can also go through Shulchan Aruch and how did he do this seif and that seif. And on his midas to do tshuva, on anger and all that. There's many things, many ways to remember a person. You can even take Sefer Amidot or Shulchan Aruch, open up the, what's it called, the where it tells you what's in the book, in the index. And then you go through how am I this, how am I that? Do tshuva. And you should write yourself down all the other good wills, and all the 10 days. That's what you yearn for. You pray for all these things that you want. After you do tshuva and you're clean, now you yearn, and then Hashem will sign you for all the good yearnings. It says that during the last night of the year. Usually, people they're accustomed to get up a chatzos. Anyways, it's very very long slichas and ever shema. If he'll be up all night without sleeping at all, it comes to shachar, it'll fall apart. So it's better to sleep in the beginning of the night and then get up. Tikkun chatzos is higher than slichas. If you do Tikkun Chatzos or Slichot, you say Tikkun Chatzos, you don't do Slichot. On Erev Hashanah we say only Tikkun Leah, we don't say Tachnun on Erev Hashanah. You got a Chatzos, just Tikkun Leah, it's very short. So it takes 10 minutes. The whole year after was only Tikkun Leah. Shmita. Motzei Shabbat, Ashkenazim start saying Slichot. So to get up early enough, to dig Chatzot, and do Slichot. There's Slichot with the Perush, so a person can understand what he's saying. It's very wonderful, beautiful prayers. If you look deeply into them, you can learn a lot of nice things. Big tzaddikim used to see it. So I asked, how could you put thank you into your tshuva? Says the main tshuva a person should do is on the thank you, and the fact that you did not say thank you. The whole tshuva is I didn't thank enough, and that's why I have these problems. How much yearning a person has to have just to go with thanking the whole 10 days. You should merit the whole year to go with thanking it Hashem and everything. I did the shiur today, but I'm very pressured on time. I have to give a few classes today. Someone came now, and another person came. I have to talk to people. My eyes are closing. I did hardly sleep. Hashem should give me class. I did the shiur today to strengthen again. I want to strengthen another thing. So I'll do a shiur. So again, repeating to seal the year with tshuvas. Every bachman avrich is obligated to take books and CDs with him to Uman, to bring them there. He doesn't have to sell them if he doesn't want. To bring them to help the yeshiva. Go to Frida, she'll give you books, take them to him and put in your bag. There's no way to bring them, you have to sell the books. Take another package in your hands. They're going to put the memorial weighs. They're going to put it on your weight and your good deeds. It weighs a lot. Albeinu will put it on your scale on the right side. So everyone's obligated to take. You go to Frida and she'll give you the books. Amodzechaliyahu said that before the entering of the Chag of Rosh Hashanah, a person should say upon himself, I'm accepting by myself the Kedusha, the holiness of Shvi'is, of Shemitah. Because there's going to be Shemitah next year. Person has the tshuva and confess and the regular ordinary things that he goes through every day. And then Hashem will enlighten him at this point. He has to do more tshuva, this point more tshuva. But just to go through the days and through the year and through Shulchan Aruch and through, like we said, the index of books. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will enlighten him. Exactly, he needs more tshuva. A person feels in himself.